At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Faddis.
James Crumbly. He's the father of Ethan Crumbly, the school shooter at Oxford High School several years back where he executed several of his classmates. His wife, Jennifer Crumbly, already charged 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter. She has been found guilty. Now it's up to a jury to decide, is the same fate in store for James? Is he just as accountable as mom? Joining me to discuss, defense attorney Eric Faddis, former prosecutor as well. Eric, I got to ask, is this just a repeat of what we saw before, or is this a dramatically different case?
You know, I don't think it's going to be a huge departure from the Jennifer Crumbly trial, but, you know, here there are some different facts. So James, it turns out, according to the government, probably purchased the firearm and that Ethan eventually used in the school shooting. And so I think that is a critical fact that sort of makes him even probably more culpable than Jennifer. So if Jennifer was found guilty, that could be problematic for James.
Yeah, I mean, it is a key fact in this. I remember in Jennifer's trial, they had talked about who purchased the firearm, you know, when, how. And the answer was always, well, James did it. I didn't necessarily know that he was going to do it at that time. We had talked about doing it, but he went and actually carried out getting the firearm. How are they going to defend James in this? Is this going to be one of those, look, he didn't know. Mom was more in tune mentally, emotionally with him, and James was just trying to get in whatever time he could because he was working so hard to try and provide for the family after he lost his other job and just liked guns. He thought he was getting guns for the kids. Why not? It's Michigan. I mean, what angle do they take here?
Yeah, yikes, man. This one is going to be tough. You know, I think James has to play up the fact that, you know, he was really down on his luck. He was not overly engaged, you know, in life with the family. And on top of that, the child was just really distressed. And so I think that James needs to point to sort of just how chaotic the situation was. The fact that Ethan was, of course, the individual who carried all of this out, that Jennifer played a role. And in fact, James, you know, as uncomfortable as it might be, can blame Jennifer at the trial to say, hey, look, you already have your pound of flesh, government. It's Jennifer who was convicted. And she, if anyone else besides Ethan is responsible, it's her. And so I think that might be the approach they will take, as uncomfortable as that could be for a family.
It's got to be difficult if you're a family member of any of the children, the 4 kids who were killed in this, to have any sympathy or empathy for this family. And that, at the end of the day, is kind of what they're asking for James, of look, he's been down on his luck. He lost his job. He's doing what he can with DoorDash, and that's why he's always not around. He didn't know. He's a victim here too. I don't know. I mean, everybody works their butt off, you know, and, you know, this seemed like, you know, just kind of your average, you know, middle, lower middle class family that was doing what they could to keep ends, you know, keep ends met. Imagine, you know, a lot of the jury, is that going to resonate? Or is at the end of the day, like, look, we're all doing the same thing. You just seem to be too distant.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, you know, he's not the most sympathetic defendant. And you know, not a lot of people feel sorry for James Crumbly. It's not going to be some kind of pity party that's going to somehow get traction with this jury and gain him an acquittal. So I think if he touches on that, he has to do it in a sensitive fashion that keeps in mind the gravity of the horror that his child caused.
Yeah. In Jennifer's trial, they had brought in several school witnesses to the trial, people who were actually there the day of the shooting, the firsthand accounts, the trauma that they went through. This is a trial that's not necessarily about the shooting itself. It's more so about what led up to the shooting, what enabled this to take place. Obviously, at the end of the day, it happened. Is it appropriate to have people come in and recount the horrors of ultimately what happened here? But that's not really truly what is on trial. Ethan Crumbly is the one who did carry that out. We're talking about a dad who bought a gun for his kid, you know, really being with his head in the stand to the reality of what his kid was saying out loud and his cries for help.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm defense in this one, I am filing motions. I am raising objections to evidence about what happened during the school shooting. Like you said, this is a fact. It's not disputed. There was a school shooting. People perished. It was horrific. But that's not what the jury really has to decide. And if there's too much evidence that's sort of inflammatory and prejudicial and talking about the school massacre, that could actually taint the jury and cause them to render a verdict on a basis that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with James Crumbly, the father's action.
Mm-hmm. Be interesting to see how that plays out and what all makes it into this trial versus what made it into Jennifer's over the next handful of weeks.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.